The Pentagon hopes to have some 150,000 U.S. troops in the Persian Gulf region by early February as part of its buildup for a possible strike against Iraq. The Army's 3rd Infantry Division, based at Fort Stewart, Georgia, is the first full Army division to deploy to Kuwait. One of the 3rd Infantry's brigades is already in Kuwait, and the remaining units are gearing up to be deployed soon. The departure of thousands of soldiers means painful separations for families, as well as economic loss for the surrounding town. From Hinesville, Georgia, NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
No alcohol or alcohol byproducts, no hops, yeast, or barley.
Dozens of soldiers and their spouses sit on folding metal chairs at Fort Stewart's Family Resource Center for the evening's mobilization briefing. Care packages from home may help soldiers feel in touch with families, but deployment specialist Susan Wilder lays out the host nation's sensitivity, or the do's and don'ts of gifts to loved ones in Kuwait.
Anything with scantily clad or nude people. No pork or pork byproducts.
Why?
It's a Muslim country. They don't do pork. It's the cloven hoof thing.
Many of the soldiers in the audience are from a cavalry unit who pride themselves on toughness.
But
the faces of young soldiers, some barely out of their teens, look a little tense and unsure this night. Young mothers and fathers hold infants and listen to instructions on everything from writing a will to stress management.
How many of you ever have an argument with your spouse before you deploy? Come on, tell the truth. You know why?
I do.
Why, Jan? That's right. It's easier to separate and leave if you're not the happiest with each other. So try not to do those kinds of things.
Elements of the 3rd Infantry Division recently returned from a long deployment to Kosovo, and many of the troops routinely deploy for training maneuvers. But the Gulf assignment is different. We don't know what's going to happen, one soldier said. So far, they don't even know when they're leaving or when they might come back. That open-endedness has only increased the unease of departure, especially for spouses who've never had to see their loved one off to possible combat. Lucia Braxton, Fort Stewart's Chief of Community Services, helps families deal with the myriad issues that arise when a soldier deploys.
About their finances, dealing with the children, dealing with the household goods. We even teaching people how to understand the car insurance, because they never had to do it, some of them have. And what we try to get the staff to understand is be a little sympathetic to the needs of the people, because some of them are nervous, some of them are young, they never dealt with this before, some of them are very, very fearful.
Even some families who've been through this before are still a little anxious. Inside a modest base house on Fort Stewart, Bronwyn Dawson and her husband Duane watch 3-year-old Ezekiel play with his Elmo doll. 12 years ago, when Bronwyn was readying to depart for the Middle East for Operation Desert Storm, she was a young single private. She didn't have Ezekiel or 1-year-old Isaiah.
That wasn't so bad because there was nobody to leave behind, really. You know, I was a little private. I didn't know what to expect, but being a mom now and being a wife is sort of different. It stings a little bit every time, but pictures help me a lot. I like to take a small photo album, seeing a familiar face, a face that you want to see a lot of times at the end of the day, and that helps me a lot.
Bronwyn is an Army cook. Her big green Army duffel bags stand packed and ready near her kitchen table. Her desert camouflage fatigues hang neatly pressed on a chair. Her husband, Duane, who works as a tax preparer, says he's ready to handle the children's care on his own. My faith and church will get us through, he says. He'll try to explain to the infants where mom is gone by cutting out pictures in the front line, Fort Stewart's newspaper.
I show him this is where mommy at, and I let him keep it like on his table or something, and throughout the week he'll come, he'll point at and say, this is where mommy at. I say, yeah, this is where she at. So I try to, as much as possible, try to explain to him that mommy is away. She will be coming back. And, you know, it's kind of hard because he's only 3.
Hinesville is small, conservative, and in some ways not a typical base town. There are far more churches than bars and none of the strip clubs that usually sprout up in military towns. The departure of thousands of soldiers from Hinesville, population 31,000, will have an enormous economic impact. At Super Pawn, just outside the base, owner Kevin Gold says he fears business will go down dramatically when the rest of the soldiers leave. He doesn't want to become a small business casualty, he says, like some small businesses here during the Gulf War.
When they all leave, it'll slow way down. It's a bit of a hit for everybody. A lot of businesses will go under. In 91, when it happened, a lot of the smaller shops went under. I'm just hoping it won't last long.
Just about all the signs in local stores here say, God bless our troops, or Godspeed, 3rd Infantry. But there are no big yellow ribbons adorning home porches like there were 12 years ago. Maybe it's 9/11, says one military wife with a subdued tone, but we don't want to put a big ribbon up that signals that my honey's a soldier and he's away. Besides, she adds, we still don't know whether this will be just a training mission or war with Iraq. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Hinesville, Georgia.